Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I think at the end of the last program, I said, see you next week. So that's the wonderful world. I wanna thank you, you trans-racist nation. That's what we're called now. We're trans-racist because some of us are racist, some of us are white supremacists, some of us are white nationalists, some of us are considered Aryan Brotherhood members, some of us are considered KKK members. You know, we're
doing the trifecta. All the above,
because we are the trans-racist nation. Yeah, I know. I said about that earlier, but we have a family member who is going through the crucible in the United States Marine Corps the final week. It's not as bad as the last time, but second phase, when you're going up the hill with all the gear.
Well, it's the worst. He graduates Saturday,
yeah.
And today started the crucible.
Yeah. But like
this,
that,
this
I mean, if every day was like, yeah, but like this last time, the second phase, it's like that every day. You're doing all kinds of stuff. And it's, yeah. But like, I mean, no offense to anyone that served, but I saw this thing. I'm like, I thought this was Marine Corps training, but it's like the special ops, like where like the 0.5% of the Marines get into it. Like there are people that in the training have died.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, that, you know, I mean,
it
what
took me a minute to realize that too. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I'd be furious if my son or daughter died in training.
Well, for this, it takes a special thing.
But not many people realize this. When you sign on at that line for the Marines or the Army, the Air Force, you're signing away anything. They can do whatever they want. They can test on you. There's no limit to what. Because you're giving up every right you have. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution go out the window when you sign up for the Marines, but. Or the Coast Guard, or Army, or Navy, or Air Force.
But that's why the candle, we had the candle to remind us to pray for him until Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
We graduate Saturday morning.
I want to thank you all. I want to get into, the Democrat agenda, you know, what they're doing to help America. I want to get into what people did in Baltimore that proves once again that the government's useless. I'm going to get into, you know, how all this stuff that's going on and how the Dayton mayor disrespected Trump and all this stuff and how ICE is finally able to do its job and enforce laws that have always been there. I want to get into all kinds of stuff. And the last part of the transfer window. Yeah, but today was D-Day for transfers. I want to get into that.
Please like and share this video.
Please get the word out. Please like this video. Please share. I can't tell until it's over if I have 10 people viewed or 20 people viewed, at least on Facebook. Same thing with Blog Talk. I can't tell. But if you want to like and share, please go ahead. If you love whatever, if you want to comment, because I just need to know who watches, because I just... 20 people watch, 30 people watch, just like Blog Talk. I can't tell. I have 1,000 people listen. That's fine, but I can't, because it's only been recently. If you're new to the program, welcome. For a while, I did like 10 minutes where I do my regular conversation on Blog Talk Radio. I do like a 10-minute little snippet. And when the 10 minutes is up, I say, thank you for tuning in to this little 10-minute snippet on Facebook Live. Now we're going back to Blog Talk. And I was on Blog Talk for the whole time, but now I'm starting to do both of them. So, you know, I can't tell who is watching, so you can like or say hi or whatever, comment. But it's one of those things. I want to get into the Manchester United transfer window at the end and much, much more. So, Matthew 5:44. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Thank you so much. I want to get into this because this is at the heart of why I do this conversation and why I am the way I am, okay? Because what does the government do for you? What does, if you look, there was a guy by the name of James T. Harris, who was on CNN with Don Lemon. And the first time Don Lemon, like, "You're going to support McCain? Really, brother? Really, brother? McCain?" He's like, and he was prepared the second time. And when he came on the second time, James T. Harris, he goes, "What has the Republican Party done for you?" And James T. Harris goes up to Don Lemon, "What have the Democrats done for the black community? What have Democrats done at all for the black community?" He didn't know how to respond. He didn't know what to say. I'm not authorized to answer that question. Well, you can ask me all these questions, but you can't. Nah, I don't think so. I don't care if you're a Democrat, but what has the Democratic Party done for you? What are they doing for you? All I know about the Democratic Party is one thing. Since Hillary Clinton lost, they don't know what to do. See, the Democratic Party is the party of reliance. They need people that are reliant on the government, that need them. And they're not getting that. They're not getting it. White supremacists, white nationalists, we're trans-racist. I've been called everything under the book since Barack Obama became president. I have. It's interesting how 24 mass shootings under Barack Obama, and where was he at fault? He wasn't. Oh, Trump's inciting violence. How? What has he done? What has he said? All the Democrats can do is, well, Trump is a racist. Trump is this. Trump incited these 2 mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso. Trump was the one behind them. He's a mastermind convincing these people through subliminal messages to do this. Wow. So, 2 pro-Antifa, so these pro-Antifa, pro-Black Lives Matter, anti-cop, pro-Democrat people, Trump incited them to do something. So, Trump, well, then that's your party's fault, because if I disagree with what Obama did, how is killing a bunch of people going to solve the problem? It's not. When Obama was president, we had Muslims that caused it. Well, they can't call it terrorism, even though it was Muslims with the bombs and all this stuff. But now they're like, Now Democrats are free to use that term. Well, they've gotten Democrats now because we've gone from you can't use the word colored people to now we're people of color. That's what that's what Democrats have black people saying now. You know, it's colored people, but they say people of color. What's the difference? That's the problem we have in this world. All the Democrats can do is bash Trump and call him a white supremacist, because who has the lowest unemployment rate with black people? Trump does. Who has the lowest unemployment rate with Hispanics? Trump does. Who has the lowest unemployment rate with women? Trump does. In history, food stamps are at 9-year lows. Now, the problem is you do have inflation. That's why it costs money to put gas in your tires. Inflation. That's why a lot of people have to work 3 and 4 jobs. But this country's going in the right direction. He's fixing things. Scott Pressler, no matter what you think, no matter what the motives must, who cares if there was a motive? Let's say there was a motive. Let's say Scott Pressler had a motive. Why did it take a conservative, Republican, Tea Party, conservative type person to organize a cleanup of West Baltimore and get 12 tons of trash? Why did it take that? He tried to get help from the Democrat constituents of Baltimore. No one responded. No one did anything. You can call it motive. Wow. Well, it's a motive. He's the right arm of Trump. Why couldn't the Democrats do that and say, hey, well, Trump says he's going to make America great again and keep it great again. This is what we're doing to make our communities great. This is how we're trying to trump Trump. But they're not. They're not doing anything. Say whatever the bullcrap motives you want to say. Say whatever you want to say it is. It took a Tea Party conservative Republican person to organize. Are the people in Dayton mad that... Yeah, a few people. Most people are grateful that that Trump showed up. Because that's the problem. No matter what Trump does, they're never going to support him. Trump could offer free... I'd love to see Trump say, I'm gonna do free college for everyone. They would find some way to diss it. Because he can't be correct, you know. He can't do anything right. I mean, there's no such thing as censorship. That's bullcrap. Yeah, ESPN pulls trailer for a movie where liberals hunt deplorables for sport. They remove that trailer of the movie. We have received your post again. This is a Breitbart.com Facebook post. We have received and reviewed your post again, and it doesn't follow our community standards on nudity or sexual activity. No one else can see this post. There's no nudity in it. It was on Breitbart's Facebook page. But when I share it from Breitbart, it comes up that it has to be previewed. Do you know why? Because liberals are not going to go on Breitbart. They may... Well, we're not censoring. So I took a screenshot and shared that screenshot. If you see that screenshot, share that. Let people know that that's what they're doing. Well, it's not... We're not blocking it. Well, sure you know, because you know liberals, most trolls are not going to be on Breitbart. Most people, most liberals are not going to be on this stuff. That's why when you look at it from this standpoint, when I show liberals, well, here's Barack Obama saying this about, you know, illegals, about if they come over here, they're going to get sent. They're like a deer in headlights because they didn't think that they know Donald Trump's wanting to send people that are illegal back. They didn't know Barack Obama supported that. They didn't know Barack Obama supported all this stuff. Well, he did, and he does. I mean, you got Rosanna Arquette, Donald Trump incites racist violence. So when 24 mass shootings happened under Barack Obama and the bombing, the Boston bombing, all that stuff, when that was under Barack Obama, he had nothing to do with that. He didn't incite any of that. It can't be the shooter's fault. It has to be the gun's fault, because if it was the shooter's fault, then they couldn't blame the gun to ban the gun. You know, see, the Democrats are okay with a certain amount of violence. They got to have a certain amount of violence, because then they can constantly say that, hey, we're the party that cares. We care. We got to have a certain amount of violence, because if they eliminated violence, then they couldn't be the party of compassion when it comes to someone dying and saying, we want to take away your guns to protect everybody. You know, yeah. Why don't you take away, Democrats, why don't you ban meth to stop the meth epidemic? Oh, wait a minute. Meth is banned. Oh, yeah. Well, then ban cocaine. That's banned too, isn't it? Yeah. No, you can actually get a pharmaceutical grade of it for medical purposes. It's a Schedule II drug. It does have medical benefits. Heroin? That's banned. No, wait a minute. That's banned too, yeah. All those things I just mentioned are epidemics in this country, but they're all banned. But they don't have an agenda. All they can do is try to push. Well, let me see here. We got to ban guns. There's violence. We got to ban guns instead of the real problem, because I have a gun. I'm not going to go killing people. So, 99.99998% chance if I pull out my gun, the intent is to kill someone. That's because he's either shooting at other people and I'm trying to end the situation, or I have my life in danger. I pray to God when I pull out my conceal and carry, I pray to God I never have to, except for at a range. I pray to God I don't have to go and shoot up somebody. I pray to God I don't have to do that, but they don't have anything. Trump is a racist. Trump inspired the El Paso terrorism attacks, says Berto. How dare that racial inciter? And, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting because you'll be able to go to liberals. Okay, so what does Beto stand for? What does Bernie Sanders stand for? Because all I've ever heard him talk about is how Trump is a white supremacist, white nationalist, racist, KKK, Aryan Brotherhood member. He's trans racist. I mean, what has he done? What do you stand? What do you want to do besides giving out free crap? Okay, people that have gone farther than the kindergarten know that free shite is BS. There's no such thing. I think that's why they have graduations every year. I think that's why they have a kindergarten graduation and first grade graduation, because some liberals, that's as far as you get. And if anyone can comment down below what the heck is up with these kids that graduate every year, like a fourth grade graduation. Now, we had like a little ceremony kind of thing going from like the elementary type of school to the middle school. And plus, it was the last year of that school anyways, you know, but it wasn't like it is now where these kids have like graduations for like, congratulations, you graduated kindergarten. You're going to first grade. I don't understand that. If anyone wants to comment or share or like whatever, go ahead. If you can tell me why, I don't understand. But Scott Pressler proves that the government doesn't do anything. Why did it take Tea Party, Republican, conservatives, no matter what the agenda is, to clean up Baltimore? Oh, I guess the government's useless? Well, of course they are. I mean, they found like 12-year-old newspapers, 10-year-old newspapers and letters and stuff. Liberals should be ashamed of themselves that no matter what the motive is, look who did that. What Scott Pressler did is keeping Trump's vision alive when he's gone. In 6 more years, in 2014 when he leaves office, we need to be like Scott Pressler and continue to do that. See, Democrats rely on the government and Baltimore turns to crap. And when Baltimore relies on the people, stuff gets done. It doesn't say we, the government of the United States, it's we, the people. It's amazing when a mom gets on Facebook and I work 3 jobs and I can't afford this and that, and my son wants to have a birthday party, and then, you know, and next thing you know, bam, they have like 50 people come together and they throw a birthday party for the kid, and he finds out that his favorite person is Doc Johnson, The Rock, whatever, I don't know if that's his name.
Dwayne Johnson,
The Rock, and then he shows up. You know, that's not the government doing that. That's because it's we the people, not we the government. That's 12
hours, 12 tons.
12 tons.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. And they found like 10 and 12 and 13 year old letters and all kinds of stuff. Newspapers. But that's what happens when you rely on the people, not the government. Because they went to the Baltimore governors and mayors and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do a thing.
That, you know, Cummings, you know, Trump hurt so bad with his tweet.
Oh, man.
What do a thing when the people ask him
for help? Yeah.
Not a blessed thing.
Not a blessed thing. And then there's, because there are tons of people that say, they show like, this is a big thing that's going out, tweet, meme, whatever you want to call it, where they have like Ellis Island and they have these legal immigrants coming here. And then they show the migrant march and they say, when did immigrants become like hated? And I'm like, there's two different things there. One, they were like coming to this country. They were grateful to be an American. They were grateful to be here. The others are people that are being paid. They got no American flags. They don't care about this country.
They came to be better than where they were coming from. They didn't come to change this place to where they came from. They embraced the freedoms here. They didn't try to change it. And they had a love for this country.
Yeah.
For what it stood for. The problem is it doesn't stand for that anymore, hardly.
No.
We gotta get that back.
Well, a point of personal privilege, okay? You doing this and just like I'm just like it's my anxiety. Oh my gosh! If you, I just had to do that because if you ain't seen that National Socialist video where they're like infighting,
it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
We didn't build this thing, and this thing is like really noisy, so. It's all offending me. Oh my gosh.
It's just, I was like, I had to watch it three times.
What am I watching?
I came and showed you, and you was like,
what are we watching?
What is
it? It's a plea to get help from Dr. Phil without using his name. But I just had to say, but it's just one of those things, folks, that we need to get past this.
I have relatives that came from Ellis Island. And relatives that came through California and the Mexico way back in the day.
Yeah. But they embrace this country, though. I had one of my friends, I said, the reason why I don't know some of my native tongues is because when you were out in public, you were ashamed to speak anything but English. What racist bigots they were back then. No. When my ancestry came here, this is the flag they've waved. This is the flag. They didn't wave the flag of the Netherlands or of Russia or of Poland and said, F America.
Right.
They were like, thank God I'm an American.
Yeah.
These people now wave a Mexican flag saying, F Trump, F this, only speak Spanish, and they wonder why people hate them. They wonder why they go nowhere. No one takes them seriously. But that's the problem we have in this country. Pardon. You know, if you're watching on Facebook, if you go down below, there is a, and I talked a little bit about this, but Yahoo is, most of these major corporations are very liberal. Yahoo is very liberal.
Google
is very liberal. Amazon is very liberal. Facebook is very liberal. And there are things.
YouTube is very.
Google owns YouTube. Yeah. Breitbart.com. ESPN pulls trailer for movie where liberals hunt deplorables for sport. You can see that on Breitbart.
I'm curious if you want to talk about that movie. ESPN stopped advertising that movie.
Yeah, I posted
Boyd County Universal Studios. Never watching the movie from there again.
I posted a Breitbart.com story about that, and it's on Breitbart's Facebook page, but when you try to share it, it comes up as not following our community standards for nudity and sexual activity when there is none.
9 of 1, it's just a picture.
Well, if you click on the link, there's nothing nudity about it.
Right.
But, see, but what they'll say, well, no, it's not censored. It's on Bright. Well, then how come I can't share it? Because how many progressive friends that I have are going to actually see that?
If it was for the movie, you'd be able to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie is disgusting. The movie, and anyone who says, well, you cannot watch it, but why boycott it? Why blah, blah, blah? You know, that's just going to make people want to see it. Okay, that's giving me okay to tell them, people like me, who is a conservative, who supports our Trump, our president, who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, can be hunted, because that's what they do.
Now,
so you know, that's what the movie's about.
Now, are these people that are hunting the conservatives, are they dressed up as vaginas with pink hats and tutus?
They are white.
So they're lying?
They're white liberals. Rich, white liberals.
So they're lying. Because the Democrats that would be hunting them would be in pink tutus with dressed up like vaginas.
Like this is going to make your point, but it would be like if Bernie Sanders or his first name just left my head.
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Or people like that went hunting Trump or any other conservative.
No, I know. And no matter what they do, that's not inciting anything.
No, that's just art and, you know.
Well, don't worry, folks, because Africa has...
Just so you know, like Rush brought this point up. If this happens, and people start hunting conservatives, the media will turn it around, accept it, and blame us for it.
Of course.
They won't denounce it or say how bad it is. No, it's our own fault.
Well, I'm surprised they would even acknowledge it.
Well,
don't worry, folks, because Africa has the highest prevalency rate of modern-day slavery. This is new. That's what people don't realize. How many blacks sold slaves to be brought over here? How many black people bought slaves when they came here? How many black, white people were not the only slave owners, but we're anti-black, we're slave people, you know. See, the problem you gotta deal with is when Trump was running for presidency, he wasn't winning in any poll, anywhere, everything. Trump's a white supremacist. He's evil. He's that. Bernie Sanders is winning in every single solitary poll. Trump won't win one state. Well, that's what they said about Hillary. Yeah. And Google's going to put... Good. I hope Google takes 100% of every dime he has and throws it in that election and they lose. And he's bankrupt. Because how can you support a party that all they do is bash Trump? What is one Democrat doing? What is one Democrat besides calling Trump a white supremacist? What is one Democrat saying about fixing this country? They can't.
I don't know one conservative that says that they hate. One conservative who says you can't express your opinion. One conservative who says, okay, explain to me why you are pro-choice. Tell me why you don't believe. One conservative that don't. privilege. They're the ones who gave themselves the privilege.
Yeah.
They're the ones who made it to where you have to do that. Right. I mean, what conservative did that to them? Not a one.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. On this my show, point of personal privilege, Cam.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
You know what? You're a conservative girl, pair. Get over it. But no, I'm just serious. I'm serious, though. Tell me.
Yeah, that thing was a freaking joke. Point of personal privilege, point of personal privilege. I got a safe space, and I don't feel safe in it because, I mean, they don't have like a sheet that lets me know that everything's up to code. Oh my God.
Don't wear angry scents.
Don't wear angry scents, okay.
And I know that some smells bother people. I understand that. I've never heard it called angry.
Aggressive.
Well, yeah, it was aggressive.
But yeah, same thing. It's just one, I mean, I don't.
I can sense, we've always called them strong, where it's like when, you know, and I can say this because I do home care, when you have grandmothers or the grandmother type who puts on a bottle of perfume.
That smells like formaldehyde, and you're like, Lord, help me.
You don't know, is it them or the perfume?
Yeah. And they're rotting away. Is it decaf?
But you go on and you get over the smell.
And you just do it because you love people. I mean, ice finally is back to its legal ways. 680 illegal aliens were arrested in a single state raid in Mississippi. They're doing their job. It's not, how dare they? Well, were these people illegal? If they were legal, law-abiding citizens, then okay. Yeah. Well, they got an ITINS number. Yeah. Sounds great. And gets illegals to pay the taxes. But then they have the child care tax credit, and they claim this kid on 10 different tax returns, and they have 15 kids on this return, and 12 on that one, and 9 on this one, and they get huge $10,000 tax returns and $20,000 tax returns on your dime. That's 680 illegals. They're doing their job. How dare they? You support ICE, you racist. No, I just support people that are following our laws and doing it like it's supposed to. Everything is racist in regards to that. I want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I got disconnected somehow, so I gotta fix this. I want to thank you for, because I got disconnected for a little bit. It ain't this much. Thank you all for tuning in to Facebook Live. I do have below a PayPal link if you want to donate to help make this better. I'm looking at possibly getting a YouTube channel just for this. So we'll have to wait and see. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share, please. Comment if you have a question. Like if you're watching. So, because it's not till the end that I have like 30, 40, 50 views. I don't know who watches. So please like him so I know who's on, so I can acknowledge you. And if you want me to share when the conversation's going to be, let me know and I can do that. Because I don't really want to, like, tag people in the links for the conversation if they're not into it. I have conservative friends that just aren't really into it. You know, some people are, some aren't. I'm just a man that cares about his freedom. And it's being taken away from me. And then we finally got ICE doing their job, something that they should be doing this whole time. I mean, Mike Pence is combating critics by saying they need to spend more time on their knees than on the internet. And that goes for me and everyone. You need to be spending more time praying and being there for people. Look at what happened in Baltimore. That wasn't a government. That wasn't a Republican. That wasn't a Democrat. That was Americans coming together to help other Americans. Take that agenda, that whatever you want to call it, and shove it where the sun don't shine. That was Americans helping Americans. And if we're the truly, and of course they, it can't be an agenda, because then it would say we're not right. You know, if we're doing it, okay, we're you know, how dare we? You know, there's a motive. If it's a motive, bullcrap, because how are we racist if we're willing to go into a very, very rat-infested, mouse-infested, disease-infested black neighborhood if we're racist?
For publicity.
For publicity. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You know, because they can't say that it's a good thing. Well, I say, well, great. You call it publicity? Great. Well, why weren't you there? Why weren't you getting publicity? Why weren't you doing it for your 5 minutes of fame? Because that's all you Democrats want. So what?
It still says you're connected on Black Talk.
I got reconnected.
But I can't hear it. But I might have to redo my, go in and go out. I'll try that.
Okay, my wife says she can't hear you, so. Hopefully you can hear me on Blog Talk. It did say I got reconnected, so don't forget to like and share on Facebook. Don't forget to like and share. Thank you so much for tuning in, you know. And that's what happens when we all come together. Now we need to have this in Detroit and South Chicago and all these areas. We need to come together as a nation. We need to sit there and love one each other. Be there, love one another. Can't speak. James T. Harris to Don Lemon. What has the Democrat Party done for us, brother? What has it done for us? Oh, they didn't do anything about Baltimore. It took conservatives to come in and get it done. Took conservatives to get the job done, no matter what the motive is. Massacre Mitch. Jimmy Kimmel goes after evil, soulless, old creep Mitch McConnell after mass shootings. Oh, he's gotten all his stuff taken down. You know, it's funny how they have a movie where Democrats are going after deplorables and killing them and hunting them, but we're the problem? Really? You liberal billionaire leaders better wake up and smell what you're shoveling. That's what's wrong in this country. You know, we're the problem, but didn't Eminem talk about killing Trump and Snoop Dogg and other people holding heads of Trump up, the head of Trump? Wow. That's really classy. That's really classy. You know, all these progressives talk about killing the president. But the president's the one that's inciting violence? Really? Really? These progressive liberals should be ashamed of themselves. And hopefully, so if they have kids, Lord, help the kids. I mean, just some of these things that these progressives have done, I don't know how anyone could justify a kid staying with someone like that. How could you tell as a child protective officer from Child Protective Services, sir, you have videos of yourself talking about killing President Trump. That is not what we deem acceptable behavior for kids to see. But you have all these liberals saying that Trump incited these gunmen to do what they did, when these gunmen are liberal, progressive, Democrat, Antifa supporting, Black Lives Matter supporting people. NPR went down to El Paso. We're going to find all these Trump haters in El Paso and find all these Hispanics that love Trump. They love Trump. You know, what can the Democrats run on? What can the Democrats run on? They can't run on anything. They've got nothing to run on. Democrats got nothing to run on. They don't. Because if they really had something to run on, they really did. They can't, like, what are the Democrats' policies right now? What are their plans? How are they going to fix the deficit? How are they going to help with, how are they going to make health care better? How are they going to fix drug prices? How they what are they gonna do? I've not heard anything about making America better out of a Democrat. All I've heard is bashing Trump. I literally 98.9% of what I've heard out of a liberal's mouth since Trump got elected is bashing him in some form. Since Trump won the election, 98.9% of what I've heard out of a liberal's mouth is about bashing Trump, whether it's a fake Russia collusion, the dossier, the bull crap, the white supremacy crap, the blaming him for everything. I've not really heard anything constructive about Democrats. Well, they can't. Democrats rely on people that are in need, that need help. And if Trump has gotten to where most people don't need food stamps and most people aren't reliant on the government, Democrats don't know what to do, because Democrat Party is the party of offering stuff. If you can't do it, free health care, free this, free college, free food. They don't know what to do. I mean, that's the problem. That's
my phone on and off and stuff. But that could be my fault.
You know, I mean, that's just like with medical cannabis. It's been known for years to help people and cure cancer and do this stuff and shrink tumors. But they're not going to instantly admit it, because then they're like, well, if we knew all along. See, they're like the tobacco industry. They're trying to slowly let you realize what they've known all along, that cannabis is very beneficial. It can kill cancer. It can shrink tumors. It can help with arthritis and pain and PTSD and all these things that they've known about in glaucoma for 30, 40 years. They're trying to slowly let that creep out, because if they all of a sudden just say, well, here's, how would you feel if you found, because I know there's evidence out there that they've known for a very long time and it's very beneficial for glaucoma. I mean, there's strong evidence that magic mushrooms can take people that are manic depressant, that are on the antidepressants full time, all the time, permanent, that they can reverse their symptoms where they don't need it. It's showing signs for helping with migraines and cluster headaches. But because you get high and you hallucinate and get from the toxins, that, you know, that's why it's, Don't forget to like and share, folks. Don't forget to like and share, and thank you so much for tuning in. I've got about 3 or 4 minutes left before I get into the champions, you know, stuff, you know, the Premier League news and all that stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in from wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much, you know. But when you look at Erwin Rosenfeld and how he got died, how he was given it in 82, and you know, just like the government, what has the Democrat Party done for you? The government done nothing. It didn't take the government to fix Baltimore. It took the people. Probably here on, yeah, we live near a hospital, so our helicopter's probably taking someone, so Lord, look after him. Life flight someone. But if you were to do your research and find out that way, let me see here. Oh, yeah. They've known since the 60s that it can, that there's nothing wrong with marijuana, that it's not dangerous, it's not deadly, it's not harmful. You'd be outraged. Just do your research on the how it was demonized to become illegal in the first place, and you'd be outraged. They've been studying it for a very, 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 very long time at the University of Mississippi. But you know, we don't know, we haven't studied it enough to know if it has medical value or anything like that. No, but we magically know it's funny how, like, in, they had like a Rock to Vote thing on MTV, and this guy goes, and these are scripted questions, by the way. These debates have stupid, well, Al Gore, what do you think about medical marijuana? And he's like, well, I'm not a doctor, nor are you, and da 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 da, and all this bull crap. And I'm like, well, what about ethanol? Pound for pound, you get more ethanol out of hemp than any other substance. What about paper? Hemp is 100% soluble fiber for paper, where wood pulp is about 40%. What about textiles? What about food? All this stuff. It's 100% superior to any fiber, food, you name it. Well, we don't know. We haven't done enough studies to know if it's medical or not. No, yeah, you know it's deadly and dangerous, and it's the most dangerous drug out there. You know this, but you don't. Somehow you've studied it enough to know it's deadly and dangerous, but you don't know if it's got medical value. Yeah. No, it's not like you're just testing it. No, well, no, they're the exact opposite of the tobacco industry. They're trying to hide all the good things because, hey, these politicians need to be like NASCAR and IndyCar. I want to see them with like suits on that have patches by who's sponsoring, who's paying their bills. Okay, well, he's sponsored by Ford pharmaceutical companies, and you know, he's never going to support legalization. But that's how the cookie crumbles. See, if you look into what they did to make marijuana illegal and all the lies that the government said.
I want to know who started that.
That was a DEA agent when it was newly founded, when they couldn't keep alcohol illegal. They were going to lose billions of dollars in funding, and he had to find something to, how can I get money from the government if there's nothing to fight? And it was associated with black people, a.k.a. N-ers, and it was associated with Mexicans, and they hated them both.
I know more white people that smoke than black people. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying,
back in the day, it was associated as a black drug in the 30s and a Hispanic drug. And hey, we can eliminate blacks.
They got it from Mexico,
so we can get rid of the beaners.
Yeah.
And the blacks at the same time. Win-win. Because the guy, the director, I forget what his name is right offhand, he was very racist. Very racist. Like, win-win for us. And it took like several years to get this great plant demonized. Because it was widely used for textiles and rope and all this stuff.
I thought that I read somewhere that the paper person didn't want to lose it. Didn't want them to use hemp for paper. So it helped get that illegal, too. Is that true?
And that was a little bit, but actually, okay. Hemp is a superior fiber. It'd be way better than paper pulp.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm wondering. You know, all the Green New Deal and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, my God, we're killing the planet that God made, and he made us. And anyway, don't get me started on that. But you would think that they would want hemp. It would save trees. Right?
Yeah. And that's the truth. And I'm doing my... Okay, let me see here, folks. But anyways, it's Premier League time, folks. I want to get into that because I do have people listening around the world that are into the Premier League, and I want to get into that. But... as the transfer window ends, folks, and we had today was D-Day for the transfer window, and Manchester United had a net spend of £50 million net spend. If you don't know how net spends work, is if you spend $100,000 to bring players in, and you sell someone for $50,000, you technically only spent $50,000 because you got money back from that player. Now, there's a big... See, the Glazers don't care. Season tickets are sold out for United. People are buying jerseys. We're fans. They've made their money. They don't care. How are you going to boycott the games and not go? Now, you can say, okay. Realistically, I said this from the get-go. Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka, I'm like, yeah, I hope we get one other person. I think we might get, if we get anyone, it's going to be Harry Maguire, but he would be the bonus. I don't think we'll get him, but he's going to be that bonus. You know, you got the Christmas tree and you got two presents, and are we going to get that third? I thought we might get Harry Maguire. And it'd be a miracle if we get him, but he's a bonus. The only thing I can say, it was a very bad transfer window, but a good one at the same time. And I was talking to someone today. It was, how can you say that? I'm like, well, it was very good because we got the right type of signing. Very bad because we're only losing Lukaku's going to Inter Milan. We're losing him, which we need to get him out the door. But we didn't get more people in. We should have gotten Phil Jones, should have gone. Ashley Young should have gone. Alexis Sanchez should be out of the door. That being said, we didn't get enough people in or out, but at least the people we got in are decent. But we have no midfield. If Pogba goes, we're screwed. McTominay goes, we're screwed. We have no midfield. We have this. I mean, are the Blazers trying to cash in as much as they can and then get rid of it? Now, we can protest and say, okay, you know, we bought season tickets, but let's not go. Because there were times near the end where there were people that were like, here, if you want to go to the game, go ahead. I bought the tickets, and it's a joke. I'm not even wasting my time. If you want to go see the game, it's going to be a joke. And they were just handing out tickets. You know, Mark from the United States was offered tickets to the game. He goes, nah. You know, and how can you be, because there are people like, well, come October, Ollie's going to be out. Okay, because Phil Jones needs to go. Ashley Young needs to go. Marcus Rashford needs to go. Alexis Sanchez needs to go. Pogba wants to leave. I mean, what if Pogba leaves after this transfer window is closed? Because Real Madrid transfer window is still open. I think, realistically, if Real Madrid can buy one of ours, we should be able to buy one of theirs. If our transfer window closes, they should not be able to get one of our players. I'm sorry, but I'm just one of those people that I was one of those honest people that said, this was happening, folks. This was what's going to happen. United, we may get, at least we got three signings. And they were the right type of signings. If we got more Fellainis and more Zlatan Ibrahimovic, is that like, okay, well, if he's good, we got 2 years at best. He's got to be good. You know, we hope he acclimates to the team really quickly because we don't have the luxury of having him take a year or two to get acclimated because he's 30. But, you know, at least we got three of the right type of signings. We should have gotten at least two more, and we should have gotten at least two or three out the door also. I honestly believe the Glazers are lining their pockets to sell. And we need to get someone in there that's going to bankrupt the club to make sure that we're winning. Okay, here you go, Ollie. We're going to guarantee you, unless they don't want to come here, we're going to get these players. Okay, Bruno Fernandes, name your price. You want $100 million? Go ahead. I don't care. We'll pay it. You're coming here, and we don't care. You know. And that's the issue. I mean, we got the right type of signings, but it was horrible. And I told him, I said, at least we got the right type of signings, because it would have even have been, it would have been 100 times worse if we would have only gotten three signings and they were Jerome Boateng. You know, we got another Fellaini-type long baller. You know, so at least we got three. But every year that they've been this far down, they've spent big, and they didn't spend big this year. So I don't know. It's just frustrating, man, as a fan, because you love the team. But I honestly think we'll be finishing sixth if we're lucky. I think sixth, you know. And that's with no injuries, no one going down. So that's my rant on the transfer window, and we'll just have to wait and see. So. You know, for the Crucible and the Marines that are going through that right now, keep them in your thoughts and prayers, folks. Every day, get on your knees and pray for this president, pray for this nation, pray for the people that care about this nation, that don't just bitch and piss and moan that everyone's a white supremacist. Pray for this nation. Got about 90 seconds left, folks, and I'm going to thank my wife for being a part of this and all you who are part of the weekly conversation. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate to help make this better. You can donate. You can put in any amount, $1, $5, $10. You can pray for the conversation. Please, please, please like and share. If you got a comment and you watch this an hour later, you can actually comment. I got about 60 seconds left in the program, but thank you so much for tuning in. You can like and share. Thank you. Please, if you got a comment when this thing is done, you can actually comment later and I can actually respond. Not my CBD oil, but you can comment and I'll respond, you know, if you got a question or you want to know something. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, and I hope you like the way this country is going. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, I mutually pledge each other my lives, our fortunes, and with sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.